In Northwest news from KPLU, the Seattle Sounders head into a two-week Major League Soccer break on a high note. They beat DC United on Wednesday, giving them their first road win of the season and breaking a three-game losing streak. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that changes are coming soon that could help the Sounders turn their season around.
Art, does the DC United win on the road signal a turning point for the team this season?
I don't think so. It's had to do a lot with DC United and its badness, should there be such a word. The Sounders did all right, and it was good that they won, obviously, because they hadn't won on the road. They are 5-7-1, so it took them 13 games to win a game on the road. And that really is a bad sign when you're thinking, is this a playoff team? Now, they're 4 points shy of the final playoff spot, and we don't have to worry about that until October, but it gives you an idea that they're not doing well this season. And a lot of it has to do with the changing personnel, and certainly losing three in a row, as they did before this game, was causing some grumbling in the fan base. And I think a lot of it had to do with some absences. Clint Dempsey did not play because of international duty, nor was Nelson Valdez available, and Chad Marshall, probably their best defender, was also out with an injury. So they are shorthanded, and I do think that's going to change.
Well, during that losing streak, some fans were wondering if changes were afoot, and you're saying there are some changes that are going to be happening in the next few weeks.
Right. There's a transfer window coming up annually, and this starts July 4th, and they're going to be acquiring players. General Manager Garth Lagerwey has already said they're going to pursue a designated player, which is an international player who can be paid a lot more money than everyone else in the club. And that would be the replacement financially for Obafemi Martins, who left before the season abruptly for China. So that guy is going to come in, and they've also got allocation money available for another player who would be presumably a starter. And also they're getting Ramon Torres, a Panamanian who was a big part of the second half of last season, who's been hurt.
All right, so all that's happening in the weeks to come, but in the more near future is the international tournament, Copa America Centenario.
Yes, that's happening. It starts Friday and goes through June 26th. MLS is taking 2 weeks off. So what's happening here is this very cool tournament that's never been held in the U.S. before. It's completely in the U.S., 10 cities, and Seattle gets to host three games starting Saturday. Teams from Haiti and Peru will be playing Saturday night at Centralink Field, and there's going to be another game on June 14th. That's going to be a special occasion because Argentina is the favored team among the 16 in the field, and they're bringing the world's best player, Lionel Messi.
Yep.
He is very good, a lot of fun. I think there are many fans here who are going to be excited to watch him play. He's been here for friendlies with his club, Barcelona, but he's going to be representing the national team, and this is not as big as the World Cup, but it is meaningful for all the nations who are participating, and you're going to see full-throttle play. I think a lot of casual soccer fans should really look at that Argentina-Bolivia game. I've heard that there are several hundred fans coming from Tierra del Fuego.
Really?
Which is the tip of the South American continent, and they're coming all the way to Seattle to watch their team. And so it should be really colorful, a lot of fun. If people are new to soccer, they should really pay attention to this. And then on June 16th, the U.S. men's national team is likely to play here. We don't know who the participants are in the quarterfinal game, but if it's the U.S. men's national team, it'll be a rare treat to see them in Seattle.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.